Guns, gun violence, certainly a strong point of focus around the nation, and New Jersey no exception. Just recently, after a domestic violence incident in New Jersey resulted in a police officer being shot, there's a conflict now between Republican members of the state legislature and the New Jersey Attorney General. Again, this revolves around a Phillipsburg police officer who was shot while responding to a call that I think every cop just dreads having to go to, a domestic violence call. One civilian was injured in the event, and the shooter was shot dead. And after that all came about, the Attorney General, Matt Plotkin, issued a statement saying the shooter was not believed to have been killed by police force. And he also put in a statement about his resolve to reduce gun violence, saying domestic violence incidents are more likely to escalate when firearms are present. Approximately 1,000 women are killed each year by intimate partners, and two-thirds of them involve guns. I remain committed to getting guns out of homes and off our streets. That's when a couple of state senators on the Republican side of the aisle interpreted that as, they're coming for your guns. State Senator Ed Doerr represents the 3rd District, and Doug Steinhardt, who represents the 23rd, took issue with that message, looking at it as an attack on the Second Amendment overall. Now, when you look at the assailant in that domestic violence situation, had 5 prior arrests over past 15 years, simple assault, resisting arrest 2 times for that, unlawful possession of a handgun, that's a second-degree felony, conspiracy to manufacture, distribute a controlled dangerous substance, a 3rd-degree felony. So the 2 senators are saying, should you be more concerned, Attorney General, about dealing with the criminal element as opposed to going after Second Amendment rights of law-abiding residents of New Jersey? Now, to his credit, Senator Doerr has introduced legislation, it's S-1977, bill that would expedite carry permit applications for firearm purchases when domestic violence restraining orders are in effect, which is a wonderful idea, given the fact of how much more difficult the right to carry application in the state has gotten. But before we get into that new difficulty with the application process, ever wonder what the laws are regarding firearms and domestic violence charges? New Jersey prohibits the purchase, the ownership, the possession, control of a firearm by persons convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence offenses. The state also authorizes courts to prohibit defendants from purchasing or possessing firearms in cases where the defendant is charged with, but not yet convicted, of domestic violence. A little more details on all this. New Jersey lets victims of domestic violence get a restraining order against either a spouse, former spouse, any other person who is a present or former household member, a former or current dating partner, or anyone with whom the victim has had any kind of relationship with on the romantic side of things, or any person with whom the victim has a child in common or anticipates having a child in common if one of those parties is pregnant. State prohibits an individual from buying, owning, possessing, controlling a firearm, a permit to purchase a handgun, or a firearms purchaser ID card if they are subject to a domestic violence restraining order, of which I just mentioned the instances where one of those could be obtained. State also allows a judge to prohibit the purchase or possession of a firearm by persons subject to ex parte domestic violence protective orders, orders issued without informing in advance the party to whom the protective order is aimed at. Did you know that here in New Jersey, law enforcement has to seize and remove firearms observed at the scene of a domestic violence incident if the law enforcement officer reasonably believes that domestic violence has taken place and the weapon would expose the victim to an obvious risk of serious bodily injury? Officer must also seize any FPIC or permit to purchase a handgun issued to the person who is being suspected of that act of domestic violence. Moving the timeline up a bit, the prosecutor has 45 days from the seizure of a gun in which to petition a court to take title of a seized firearm. that the prosecutor doesn't institute an action regarding the firearm within 45 days of that seizure, then the firearm is returned to the owner. Following a hearing concerning the owner of that aforementioned seized firearm, and finds the weapon should not be returned because the defendant is guilty of the charges, the domestic violence situation persists, or the owner is found to be in a prohibited category under state law, the court may order the revocation of the owner's FPIC or any permit, license, other authorization to possess a firearm, and order the owner to surrender any firearm seized, as well as all other firearms possessed, to the prosecutor, and order the prosecutor to dispose of the firearms if the owner does not arrange for the sale of the firearms to a registered gun dealer within 60 days of the order. Now, when it comes to the removal or surrender of firearms pursuant to domestic violence convictions, state requires defendants convicted of a domestic violence crime to immediately surrender their firearms, their purchaser ID cards, permit to purchase handguns to law enforcement, individuals subject to domestic violence restraining orders, or temporary orders in which the judge has prohibited the respondent from possessing firearms, they must also surrender their firearms. Now, hopefully you see the logic behind those laws and the way that they're structured, what they mandate. The sad thing is, there are some gun zealots who find everything that I just relayed to you as a problem that they would like to have removed. But getting back to the right to carry application process, which Senator Durr's bill is going to at least try to make it more streamlined and fast-tracked for women who are endangered by domestic violence, part of the gun legislation that Governor Murphy signed into law back in January, which also includes limits on public places where a gun could be carried in, a federal judge had ruled against that, saying it was unconstitutional, but a good part of the other elements of the new gun laws remain in effect when it comes to carry permit applications. And that process, you now have to include 4 endorsements of character from non-related persons. Upon submission of their application, applicants and their endorsers must now be interviewed by law enforcement to determine whether the applicant is likely to engage in conduct that would result in harm to themselves, harm to others. New Jersey now is the first state in the country to mandate that all permit carriers maintain and provide proof of liability insurance coverage for at least, get ready for this, $300,000 on account of injury, death, damage to property arising out of ownership, maintenance, operation, or use of a firearm. And the bill, for the first time since 1966, increases the handgun permit application fee from $2 to $25. Considering the fact that the state never saw a money grab they couldn't resist, it's amazing that they let this one sit dormant for so long, isn't it?